Welcome to Copper Country Today, heard Sunday mornings at 7 o'clock on 97.7 The Wolf, 8 o'clock on 1400 AM, 99.3 FM WCCY, and 9 o'clock on KBear 102.3. Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, proud supporters of the Copper Country Humane Society and the Keweenaw Spay and Neuter Assistance Group. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at KeweenawReport.com. My guest in this segment is the MTech Smart Zone CEO, Marilyn Clark. Marilyn, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, good morning.
Let's start off with the Smart Zone. It's been here for quite some time, but for those who don't know about it, give us a little bit of historical background on the Smart Zone.
The Smart Zone was created by a legislative act in probably 1999, 2000, mm-hmm. and it was really designed to help facilitate those really smart people in universities to build growth businesses in the communities in which they live. So the Smart Zone was really a collaboration between the cities of Houghton and Hancock, mm-hmm. Michigan Tech, and then the Economic Development Corporation here in the community. So it's been a wonderful political collaboration between the two cities. And we started in operation in 2003. Since then, we've helped create about 500 jobs, maybe a little bit more. And all of those are just high tech jobs that have been created in the community. As everybody knows, we have four building sites. We own outright the powerhouse, which is right next to the bridge, and we had the fourth floor of the Jutila Center, which mm-hmm. is in Hancock, as part of Finlandia, the Jutila Center there. We operate out of the first floor of the Lakeshore Center. The rest of the building is occupied by Michigan Tech Administrative Services, yeah. and then we have space in the ATDC, which is on Sharon Avenue. So we've been in operation about a dozen years now, and we feel like the impact on the community has been significant. In the 2010 census, Michigan was the only state in the nation that lost population, yep. and there's only three cities in Michigan who gained population, or three counties in Michigan that gained population, and Houghton County was one of them. So we'd like to say that we have helped the economy in the region by helping people who want to live and work in Houghton create high-tech jobs, bringing money into the community, and facilitating our growth. We didn't grow by very much, but we did grow when the rest of the state was losing population.
Now, with these smart zones, there's not a lot of them in the state, so it's a rare thing to have one of these right here in our own backyard.
No, actually, there are 16 in the state, mm-hmm. and of the 16, three will have the opportunity to extend their funding. Our funding ends in 2017, but we have helped create a smart zone in Marquette, and so they will get funding from the state to create a smart zone in Marquette, but it is because we're helping them, our funding will now extend to 2033. So we're really excited about that. So there are currently 16 smart zones in the state. Of those, three will continue funding, and they'll add three satellites to that. So as the other ones will will have to look at further legislation to improve their extension, or, you know, they'll disappear.
Now, for anyone who wants to join, I guess it's a very broad question, a little bit more complicated, but how does that process begin, getting involved with the Smart Zone?
Okay. So every Thursday night at 5 o'clock, people who have an idea but not yet a business can join us at the powerhouse right by the bridge to help vet their idea. We created a program called Smart Start in the summer of 2012. And basically, it's asking three questions. So what? Why you? Who cares? So many times, a business is only one thing. It's a customer who is going to fork over their hard-earned money mm-hmm. to pay for your product or service. So the so what is somebody going to pay for that? And who cares? Is that something that is already in the marketplace? You know, the biggest competition a company has is the status quo. You know what? I live without that today. I'm very happy to live without it today for the new rain hat or the new screwdriver or the new IP, the new computer service. And then and why you? So how strong is your team? How competitive is your product?
Why should I get that from you?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we ask those questions to begin with, and it's really to help the person with the idea vet whether somebody's going to pay money for it, whether you can make enough money to make a living, mm-hmm. And what you're going to need in terms of your team to move forward. So it's about a 5-week program, and the beauty of the program is the interaction you get with other business people with business ideas, usually in the same room. You're not working with competitors, but every one of those people has the same problems. And the program starts by requiring the person to draw their idea on a napkin. You wouldn't believe how hard that is. It take about 45 minutes with your team to draw the idea in the napkin, and the next 45 minutes is always sharing with the rest of the group what your idea is. So over the next 5 weeks, you are practicing telling your idea in a very succinct way. We don't care about your secret sauce. McDonald's has a secret sauce, right?
Of course, yep.
We care that you have a good meal at a good price. And it's the same wherever you go in the country, right? Mm-hmm. That's McDonald's business model. So we don't want to know your secret sauce. We want to know what you're providing, what solution you're providing to the customer. So that's the way into the Smart Zone, is to really vet your idea. In the first 2 years of operation, we had 62 people come in with unique ideas for a business. Only 21 of them move forward. So you can see that what is happening is that, you know what, your idea is either too big or it's too little. You know, if there's only 500 people in the whole world who are going to buy it, you're not going to build a business on it. That's something maybe you look for grants or whatever mm-hmm, to provide that service. So you can see that it really helps you think through what is a business. We had one person who came in, and after the first week, he says, you know, I've been trying to explain to my wife for 3 years what I'm trying to do. And, you know, after tonight, she finally got it, which basically was the fact that that he was able to explain his idea in a way that didn't explain his secret sauce,
yeah,
that somebody, the customer, could understand. So it really helps to articulate what you really want to do. We found it just a wonderful way to extend the entrepreneur community in the Houghton and Hancock area.
Is there a specific, not really a specific, but a general sector that you tend to look for or tend to accept with the ideas for products or services?
Well, at this point, we charge $500 for a 5-week course. And that $500 will come back with you, to you in services like lawyers or marketing or whatever, mm-hmm, to help you get started. But at this point, we don't to help start ideas, we don't discriminate.
Okay,
it could be anyone. Now, as you move through our process, the next stage would be if you got your business, you're already getting a couple sales, and you're ready to grow. Our real sweet spot is in our business incubator, which is a shared space for many businesses that we provide space, but also conference room, high tech, phone and internet connection, printing, all those things you don't want to waste your time and money thinking about when you're starting a business, mm-hmm, but also support services. Now, the way into the incubator does have some criteria. The Smart Zone concept, as far as the legislation says,
yeah,
is that it be high tech, okay? Mm-hmm. And high tech, in many ways, sometimes it can be as particular as having a patent that makes unique in the market, mm-hmm, or a trade secret, or a new kind of technology that you're moving forward, or a service. The other criteria is that you need to be a growth industry. We're not looking to help people create a job for themselves. There's a lot of other services that focus on those people, the SBDC, the Keter, exactly. Mm-hmm. A lot of other people who focus on that. We're looking for the people who will create, you know, at least 10 jobs in the next 3 to 5 years, have the potential for that kind of growth that's creating jobs in the community. So the two criteria for getting into this incubator are that you be high tech and that you're a growth company, that you're not just looking at creating a job for yourself and one or two people.
You're listening to Copper Country Today, here with my guest, Marilyn Clark, the CEO of the MTech Smart Zone. You talked a little bit about the tools and the resources that are available, and it seems like one of those really invaluable ones is the coaching and the mentoring. Is it safe to say that that's probably one of the most important ones? Because it's, like you said, it's really hard for someone to get their ideas out, especially when, but it's a lot easier when you have somebody who's been there.
Right. So one of the statistics that was very interesting to me when I first got this job was that the vast majority, an overwhelming amount of entrepreneurs who start a business have zero business classes in their education.
Mm-hmm.
And so they understand the product extremely well. Sometimes they understand the industry, but not always. And so what the coaching provides is the understanding of how to keep track of your expenses and your finances, how to put a marketing and sales plan together, how to figure out what your market is, what market should you be going after first, helping you to hire people because, you know, even understanding the difference between a contractor and hiring somebody is unique. So we provide all those kinds of information to help that entrepreneur who is really good at the technology create a company and create jobs with it.
And in terms of, you hit a little bit on the success rate. What are some of the things that you see that sometimes hold back an idea or a company or a concept? Maybe some issues that a lot of companies tag along, because it doesn't mean that anybody who has an idea, it's going to be successful. What are some of the obstacles that you've seen from some of the companies that have, or some of the ideas that have come through the Smart Zone?
Okay. Well, that's very interesting, because I think in general, we live in an area where you can see us from space, from mm-hmm. a satellite. Our little thumb sticks in the middle of Lake Superior, and you can see us from space. But we're very remote from most of the markets. Most of the companies in the Smart Zone don't sell to local companies. They're selling all over the world to Nigeria and Europe and Brazil and all through the United States. So access to markets is really a key issue for people.
Mm-hmm.
And people who are very good, scientists and engineers who are very good at their product development, aren't always really good at the sales and marketing piece. So one of the things that we've found is providing the skills and the understanding about sales and marketing. So, for example, again in May, we're bringing in Sandler's sales training for our companies, and it's technical training on sales. And our clients have said it's transformed the way they've looked at sales. You know, there's a couple things that a company has to build in their team for themselves. That's part of the why you, right?
Yeah.
Who your team is. And one of them is their sales, because they understand their product better than anyone. So we help them get themselves trained on how to reach the market and how to talk to the people, find the people who are going to actually buy within their market, and then how to talk and position their sales. I think that's one of the key components that we help with. The second one is finances. And mm-hmm. finances is more than just keeping track of your books, okay? And this is another one that companies pretty much want to keep their finances in-house. You don't. Sometimes they outsource it to local service providers, let's say Rukala or Lake Accounting Services, etc. But you know, they have to understand a balance sheet, an income flow statement, etc. They say that most companies do not fail because of their revenue; they fail because of their cash flow. You know, you're having to dish out money to your suppliers and your for inventory and shipping, et cetera, and you don't get paid until after the service is provided. So there's all that gap sometimes. So there are four particular roles that you need in order to provide a business. One is the product and the operations, and our inventors are very good at that. Mm-hmm. The second one is finances, which includes keeping your books, but also asking for money if you need it, either as a loan or whatever, and that's a particular skill. The third one is selling, being able to sell your product. And as we said, a business is only about one thing. It's about the customer. And then the fourth skill that is needed is the CEO. And the CEO is the project leader who keeps all those other skills, all those other people in line, so you're focused in the same direction to make that business go. So,
2014, how did it go?
We had a great year in 2014. The state, every smart zone has a set of metrics that we report from. And you have to understand the smart zone is only an enabler for those really smart people who are creating businesses. Our companies helped create 83 jobs last year. So I'm going to give you a couple examples of companies in the local area who have created jobs. And a little bit about the services that we provide, because the incubator is only one of them. So, for example, Glen Barna is a company that has been in operation in Hancock since the early 90s. His company is called IR Telemetrics. 2 years ago, the Smart Zone helped leverage a grant to work with some of our Stage 2 companies. Those are companies that have already graduated from the Smart Zone. They're creating jobs and selling in the industry. They have an ongoing concern to help leverage their marketing in greater products. So Glenn's company is an example of a company that we helped through a grant to create some better quality programs, mm-hmm. marketing, so he gets sales and marketing help so he can get into a different market, and also some leadership help because we helped to form a CEO roundtable. I'm going to talk about another person who created jobs. Tom Dene is a graduate student who was one of our first participants in Smart Start, and he has created a company that is moving his research forward. So he's taking his PhD work and creating a company with it, and he has created jobs last year. Ellen Campbell has a Stage 2 company in Lake Linden. We have helped Ellen securing particular grant funds to help move her company forward. Even though she's not a Smart Zone incubator client, we've helped receive grants for Ellen that she would not have had. The only place sometimes you can get funding is coming through the Smart Zone. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the examples of how we've helped companies both through our programs like Tom Dene and people within the community that we're providing help to grow.
You mentioned briefly the Marquette Smart Zone, the satellite Smart Zone. I guess if you could just give us maybe an update of how far along it is, and if you could start off the difference, because I hear it a lot when people say, oh, is it the same thing as the Smart Zone? What makes it different because it's a satellite Smart Zone?
Okay, so let me answer what makes a difference because it's a satellite Smart Zone. There's going to be very little difference, in how it operates. That being said, Marquette is relying very heavily on Houghton as a model. We've had some successes in our economy, creating jobs, increasing the level of sales for the companies we help with, et cetera. So Marquette will be in many ways utilizing our model, our bylaws, how we're structured, and utilizing that as a model to create their own Smart Zone. Okay, so right now they have a signed agreement with the state of Michigan that that says that they are an official Smart Zone. They have to create a plan on a revenue and expense plan that gets approved by Treasury. That revenue and expense plan is still in review in Treasury. advisory, but we anticipate that that should be coming out the other end pretty quickly. They're in the process of creating a governance facility like we have. It's called the Local Development Finance Authority. If you receive funds from the state, you have to have a government authority that gives funds, and then they will create an agency agreement or an agreement with us with the Smart Zone to utilize those funds to create the purpose that the Smart Zone is in process of. So the LDFA has been created. They're in the process right now of creating their Smart Zone board. We anticipate their first CEO should be hired sometime between July and October this coming summer.
Now, the benefit to Marquette is obvious. They're going to be able to have their own Smart Zone. What's the benefit for the MTech Smart Zone here of having one over in Marquette?
Well, the first obvious benefit is that we get to extend our funding for 15 years, and I think we have just started to realize some of the big successes. You know, for Houghton and Hancock, starting companies is like planting seeds. You know, that when you plant a seed, it's the seed of an idea, and it looks like you're going to get a customer, but you're not quite sure yet. And you get a customer, and you have to add one or two people, and then your customer base grows, and you add four or five, and pretty soon you're GS Engineering, and they have 60 people working in a purpose-built building engineer. So the issue is that we've had about a dozen years now of planting all those seeds, and we're planting more seeds now. So that 15 years gives us an opportunity to really leverage not only the ones we've started, but to keep planting seeds. The other advantage of working with Marquette is it gives us access to some of the resources they have at disposal. All our companies here have done something. They've utilized federal grants like the Small Business Innovation Grants that look at particular solutions for the Department of Defense or Department of Energy or the National Science Foundation, et cetera, to leverage their technology to move forward. So we're really interested in learning how to access more private funding. A company cannot grow without funding. You know, again, we talked about that cash flow issue. That's, you have to fund the growth before the sales come in from the customer. So often that's done with private equity. All right. And that Marquette knows how to do that better than we do. That, on the other hand, what Marquette wants from us is access to Michigan Tech. Michigan Tech is a research powerhouse in the Upper Peninsula and in the region. I mean, Michigan Tech has the seventh or eighth largest mechanical engineering school in the country. We have some very, very smart people in our community, and what Marquette is interested in is leveraging some of that research and connections with that research in for their companies.
How do you feel? How important is it to have something like the MTech Smart Zone with programs like the Smart Start and all of the coaching and the mentoring just all over the Houghton Hancock area? How important is it to this community as a whole?
So in the, you know what, I can say without a doubt that the first dozen years we helped create 500 jobs that are wage earning jobs, and those jobs they're selling services and product that are outside the community. So we're bringing in the companies we work with, GS Engineering, Ellen Campbell that I mentioned, IR Telemetrics, they're all bringing in money that isn't from Houghton. And they're paying their employees, they're paying suppliers in the local area, et cetera. And so bringing in that capital into the community is really important. The second thing is GS Engineering is hiring people who have families. They purchase houses. They purchase groceries. They send their children to school. So the add-on jobs in terms of teachers and restaurant waitresses and waiters, and they have company that comes in, and that company sometimes rents hotel rooms, and mm-hmm. They buy boats and snowmobiles, and they go skiing on the Tech trails, etc. So that money coming in from outside into the Houghton and Hancock area then gets spread into the communities, into the local businesses that rely on all of us to take part of their services. So I think it's really important that we keep the smart people in our location. A number of us love this area. We really want to stay. Many of us would like to have jobs for their children and grandchildren. And I think the Smart Zone is helping people create businesses that look at that objective.
All righty. That'll wrap up this segment of Copper Country Today. I'd like to thank my guest, Marilyn Clark, for joining me on today's program.
You're welcome.
Our program is brought to you in part by the members of the Copper Country Education Association and by the Copper Country Veterinary Clinic, proud supporters of the Copper Country Humane Society and the Keweenaw Spay and Neuter Assistance Group. You can also listen to a podcast of our program by going to the Copper Country Today page at QNRReport.com. We'll be right back with the second segment of Copper Country Today.